Hey, what's going on, Deep Sissy Man, Big B? Letting you know that today's episode is brought to you by Tweet Audio and also by people like you. Together, Tweet Audio and you keeps this show on the air. Just remember that right after you finish paying your bills.
Hello, what are you doing?
Listening to the End Deep Show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and
I'm
what's going on, people? This is Man Big B. Welcome you back to another edition of the Indie Show. We missed you all so much. As you all know, I do not do this show alone. I rock out with my crew that helps me get through. Today, my crew is as follows. I have with me the doctor.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
I have with me the queen.
Shalom.
And I have with me a damn it, Gina.
Hi, everyone. Hey.
As I sip my wine, how's everyone's weekend?
Mine was pretty good, man. It was, you know, as usual, pretty uneventful. My daughter, her mother, and her mother, the generation of the Wiley girls and whatever. They spent the whole day out, and they do at least once a month. They call it Girls Day Out, Girls Night Out, or whatever. And it's a beautiful thing. It's
yes.
Just me and Buddy chilling at home, nice and quiet. I love it. I love it.
That's
all
cute.
Damn
that
day.
That is cute.
And yeah. So my weekend was pretty good. Pretty good.
My weekend was pretty darn good, too. I hung out with family, me and my sisters and my mom. We all got together on Saturday, and we hung out and had drinks and laughed and reminisced. So we did something similar to your daughter and her mom, Mark. We had just a really good, like, girls' day. So, yeah, it was really good.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
It was nice,
cool.
Nice.
All right.
Girl time. Girl power.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah. There you go. Y'all should do it more often.
So you and Buddy can be in the house chilling more.
There you go. That's exactly right. And you know what's funny, though? Me and Kayla, I don't know how we got on the conversation, right? But I was real excited. I don't know why I did it, but I kind of said how excited I was that they went out, you know, and hung out all day with Grandma. She was like, Daddy, you don't like it when we're home? I said, no. It's not that. It's just that, you know.
It's this damn bull that keeps me saying shit that I just should be thinking, and it comes out.
No, but check this out, though. But she said, Daddy, you should have like a boys' night out or something like that.
You should.
And I said, yeah, that's fine, Kayla. But I prefer just to do what I do.
Okay.
You know, and she said, oh, it's a me time, huh? She said, well, that's cool, too. I'm like, that's my baby.
What was
right
saying, how old
there.
Is she? That was a good observation.
I know. You know what? Sometimes she say things that just make me say.
How
was
old
I,
are you?
Was I saying, right. Was I saying these things when I was 11?
No. Probably not. Not in a bad way, Mark.
You ain't know me. Oh, did you?
Maybe. No way, Mark.
But, you know, out of the mouth of babes, I tell you. Mm-hmm. I tell you. So you just need some me time, huh, Dad?
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, you got me out of the hole. Jeez, I had some explaining to do. That's my baby, though.
That's adorable. Well, apparently, I guess it was ladies' weekend because I hung out on Saturday with my girls, too. So, minus one. One was missing, but just chilled, popped some bottles.
All right.
That was the gist. That was it.
Bottles popping bottles. Always a good thing. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I have been fighting this sleep situation thing for a few weeks now, so... Saturday, I really didn't do nothing. I tried to just lay around and get sleep, and it didn't work. Mm-mm. Just been getting like little 10-minute cat naps throughout the day and night, so I'm a little bit worn down, to be honest with you. And Sunday, got to hook up with some fam that I haven't been able to hang out with forever. And I watched the Super Bowl, so did a little Super Bowl party, and I got obliterated.
Whew. That's what it's all about.
Man, I thank the Most High for keeping me firmly tucked under his wing, because I swear during the daytime when I'm sober, I cannot find the autopilot button on my car.
But how far were you?
Waldorf. Oh. Man,
you brave. Mm-hmm. You brave.
Cops all up and through.
Super Bowl night too?
Right.
Yeah.
Shit.
Man, 3 o'clock in the morning when I woke up to use the bathroom. And I only slept last night because, well, I passed out.
Right, right. You had no problem sleeping, did you? Mm-hmm.
But seriously, I like got up to use the bathroom and was like, hold on, where the fuck am I?
Wow.
Go.
You were still there or you were home?
I was home.
Oh, and you still... Oh, God,
I was.
It's one thing to wake up somewhere else wondering where you are. It's a whole other ballgame to be home and still wondering where
the
hell you are.
Right, take a few minutes to get focused. Okay, I think I recognize things.
Yeah, so all in all, I think it was a pretty good weekend for me.
All right.
Yeah. Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You gonna talk about that?
I don't know.
Okay.
You got some stuff in the diagram.
Well, I just have a few, general things I want to bring up, and we can all
we'll chop
it up.
So I guess in order to get to the diagnosis,
I have to drink some beer.
We must start the show.
Yeah. What's up? It's all my street niggas, project niggas, real niggas worldwide. Let's reflect. Everybody got a story. We all ghetto, B. Here's mine. Yeah. See, I was born in sewage, born to make bomb music. Flow tight like I was born Jewish. Used the streets as a conduit. I kept arms, 38 lungs inside my mom's Buick. At any given moment, Sean could lose it. Be on the news, iron cuffs, arms through it. The stuff with embalming fluid. Shit, I'm going through it. Mom Dukes too. Tears streaming down her pretty face. She got her palms to it. Getting too wild, I need to bring some sort of calm to it. About to lose it, voices screaming, don't do it. It's like 93, 94, about the year that Big and Mac dropped. The Illmatic rocked out of every rag drop. In the West, had it locked, everybody doing them. I'm still scratching on the block like, damn, I'ma be a failure. Surrounded by thugs, drugs, and drug. And their thoughts is to derail us. Three-time fellas in shorts with jealous thoughts trying to figure what it gets. Baby came out stillborn. Still I gotta move on. Though my heart still torn. Life gone from a wound. Don't worry, if it was meant to be, it'll be soon. This can't be life. This can't be love. This can't be right. It's gotta be more. This can't be us. This can't be life. be right. It's gotta be more. This can't be us. Second oldest born for Michelle Brown, my mother. Hell Brown grew with two sisters and one brother. Pop wasn't around, so many stories, that's another. I'm thinking, damn, how my oldest sister born made me tougher. But still sharp and still, I'ma keep it real. I'm tired of trying to hide my pain behind the shirts and pills. Dead to the world, stretched out like a corpse for real. Y'all niggas thinking what y'all reading in the source is real. What my life like, you looking at the source is real. What your life like, mine dog, of course is real. Passing judgment, you niggas second guessing beans. Cause you don't eat swine, don't make you look mean. Dog, you know a couple sores out the Quran. I guess you all on your dean and I ain't on mine. Stop that, Aki, before I send shots through your body. Make them feel hell on earth before a law drop it. I feel a line drawn here, nothing more can stop. To them feds pick me up or them boys pop me. There's only three things that make Mac not act like beans. I'm not Latif, Shakur, Aldean, Samir, I mean. My C's, dawg, gotta teach them that before I leave, dawg. Shit, I know that I'ma see them when I leave, dawg. I come back in the afterlife. Like, fuck it, I done touched hell twice. What's the mean? This can't be life. This can't be love. This can't be right. It's gotta be more. This can't be us. This can't be life. This can't be love.
Yeah.
This can't be right. It's gotta be more. This can't be us.
Now as I walk into the studio, do this with Jig. I got a phone call from one of my niggas. Said my homeboy Reek, he just lost one of his kids. And when I heard that, I just broke into tears. And seeing it secondhand, you don't really know this. But when it hits that close to home, you feel the pain of the crib. So I called mine and saddened my wife with the bad news. Now we both depressed, counting our blessings, cause Brad's too. Praying for young souls that laugh at life through the stars. Loving your kids just like it was ours. And I'm hurting for you, dog. But ain't nobody painted like yours. I just know that heaven is opening its doors. And ain't no right side to losing life, but you can view it like this. God's got open hands, homie, he in the midst of good company, who loves all and hates not one. And one day you gon' be with your son. I could've rapped about my hard times in this song, but heaven knows I wouldn't have been wrong. I wouldn't have been right, it wouldn't have been love. It wouldn't have been life, it wouldn't have been us. This can't be life.
This can't be life. This can't be love. This can't be right. It's gotta be more. This can't be us. This can't be life. This can't be love. This can't be right. It's gotta be more. This can't be us. This can't be life.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Bestie, you know what I'm saying? If I grab the little loop, not that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
Y'all want to touch on the Super Bowl? Y'all want to talk about the Super Bowl?
Nope.
What up, dog?
Oh, man. First out of the gate, halftime performances. Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Coltrane. I think
Coldplay.
Coldplay. He played after the train. Yeah, I think it was pretty cool, man. Everybody's saying Beyonce stole the show, though. Y'all think so?
She did.
I don't know. I think Bruno Mars did. You know what? Well, I am a Bruno Mars fan, but I've never seen him really dance. Most of the time that I've seen him, he was, you know, behind the piano or playing the guitar or whatever. But Lil Shawty was doing his thing, though.
You never saw him perform Uptown Funk?
Hmm?
The song he sang, you never saw him perform that song before?
Well, I've seen little tidbits on TV, but I've never really seen him actually dance like he was dancing at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's really talented. He's a good dancer.
But singer. You know, he was his father was an entertainer too.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing some tidbits when he was little tiny dude in the studio doing little stuff with his
still
father.
Tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. Still tiny, but it did his thing though.
He did.
But you know, what's his name? Coldplay.
Chris Martin and Coldplay.
But anyway, But man, he was singing, but I couldn't really hear what he was saying. I heard more than instruments. You know. What y'all know? Nothing. Okay. All right.
I didn't see it, so I can't really comment. Yeah, I was doing girl stuff. Yeah.
Mm-mm. And the commercials, man, for those joints to cost like $4 million for the quick 30 seconds they won. The Steve Harvey joint was funny to me. That was funny. You know.
I like commercials like that when it's almost like the rap beefs when people clap back at other companies for stuff that they say. So
okay.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely appreciated that one.
Yeah. That was pretty
cool. Now here's one I wanna understand. Locally there's a company, Michael and Sons. How much money are they making?
Because
these motherfuckers, they got a spot on the Super Bowl with Mike Tyson? Guess who won't be getting a call from me for goddamn work to my house? They got to recoup that loot.
Oh, man. I don't know. Well, apparently if they could afford $4 million plus Mike Tyson's fee of $200, if you add all that up, I mean, their business must be doing pretty good.
Or maybe they just played it on the East Coast. Because it's like they don't have business on the West Coast, I don't think.
So maybe it didn't cost them as much if they just did it on the side.
Yeah. Maybe. But I mean, but that editing job, it looked like I did it.
I know, no shit. It was like
but all their commercials are like that. They kind of do that purposely cheesy effect.
Right.
Commercials.
Right, like the dude on the moon and shit like that.
Yeah, good job. Yeah. Cheesy.
No, it was editing that was cheesy.
Okay. That was horrible. Let me ask y'all a question. Have y'all ever seen the Mike Tyson stand-up thing that he does, that he did?
No. I think I mentioned that once before.
Yeah. Dude is funny.
I watched the cartoon. It's funny.
Is
okay.
It?
Okay.
I've seen the commercial, but I'm like, oh.
No, it's funny. It is? Cause it's, okay. Because you feel like, what the? It's one of those kind of, you know.
What the hell? Okay.
I forgot what it's called. Like Mike Tyson, the Mysteries Machine. Kind of like Scooby-Doo or Mysteries something. Of Mike Tyson or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joint's funny.
Cool.
Now, did everybody watch the halftime performances?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I did not.
Because I guess the big debate is, did Beyonce fall or was it part of the routine?
No, she almost fell.
To look at it.
She almost fell. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
No, she almost fell.
Okay. Okay.
Go back and look. She almost
fell. I'm about to say, I'm going to have to look now. Now I got to look.
Right. I mean, I saw the performance, but I was like looking and then not looking and then looking and like, you know.
What we call that, blanking out.
No, motherfucker. Yeah.
Bull-induced coma.
So wait, for the people who saw it, for you guys, you think she fell. She almost fell.
Yeah.
It
she caught
no
herself.
It was part of the act. She was falling.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, but that's Beyonce. Remember, she fell downstairs and popped up and kept singing and swung her head around like, you know, her hair like, you know, like it was nothing. Like she meant to do that. So
it's all good.
That's Beyonce. Mm-hmm. I'm halfway almost bust my ass, but I ain't bust my ass.
Right. I'm going to keep moving.
And I'm going to keep going.
Do this show. Yes, keep it moving.
She would have probably busted into the splits or some shit. You wouldn't have.
Also, if you go back and look at the halftime performance, I'm convinced that Beyonce is some sort of godlike being because there was a shot where her, Bruno, and Alicia Coldplay was at the front of the stage and only Beyonce had the wind blowing doing the thing. I'm like, does she hire a motherfucker to walk around with a fan?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Is her fucking aura just that damn bad? What the hell?
I'm going to go with the latter.
Because I'm watching, because, you know, Bruno has sort of, you know, the straightish curly hair, and the other guy has straight hair. Mm-hmm. So nothing was blown. No jacket, no nothing was moving on them. Mm. But her shit was just.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Right,
let's be honest.
Right.
And it wasn't her set, so it ain't like she had the fans in place.
Mm-hmm.
So she must have had this home dude with a car battery tied to his back with a fan.
Right. Snow blowing.
Damn, it was that blowing that off.
Hey. Yeah.
Okay.
That was dope.
But I was pretty entertained by the halftime show.
What about the song? Has anyone heard the song? What's the song? What do you guys think about it? All right, not like it's being, cool.
Sorry, I
understand.
I thought she was singing Bruno's song.
No. Did
she say, she started off with her new song.
Okay.
Formation.
How was it? Was it good?
It's dope. It's a cool song. Okay. Yeah. You have to look it up. It's a cool song. Everybody, you know, says it has like a lot of different meanings to it. Okay. You know, Black Lives Matter. Talking about the little baby. Everybody was talking about her baby's hair. So, what did she say? I like my baby with baby hair and my something and baby with afro. Baby hair and afros. Kind of like just saying, like, stop talking about my daughter's hair. She's a baby. Baby's got baby hair. Mm-hmm. And that, and she has an afro. Now, shut the hell up.
If you've seen the video,
it's cute.
That part of the song Queen's talking about,
it's cute.
Little Blue was like, I was like, okay, do it, Blue. I got you.
Mm-hmm. It's cute.
She doing her thing.
Cute.
She doing her thing.
Yeah,
and
the
it
whole,
was,
whole video was
oh,
cool.
Did you hear Red Lobster tweeted out shout outs to her for her line in the song that says, if he fucked me right, I'll feed him Red Lobster.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
There you go. Cool. Another endorsement might be coming up. Huh? Well, I tell you, the rich just get richer, don't they? Must be nice. Must be nice. Say something, and there you go. It's $2-3 million coming at you. Okay. Now, let's get to the game. Brian, let's touch on a few points of the game.
I watched it, too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Lynn, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. Well, you fall in. You know, okay. We can chop it all up. Yeah.
Okay.
You watched the game?
I did not.
Okay. Just listen to
you. You were just there for hors d'oeuvres.
Since memory. I just did some, you know, just chill. You know, okay, fine. When the Super Bowl was on, I was watching Pitch Perfect. So that's what I did.
Oh, okay.
I enjoy, you don't know what I'm talking about,
right.
Do you?
Okay.
Martin, like, what? What was you watching?
Well, yes. It was pretty well known that Denver were the underdogs.
You know, I did know a few things. I knew that Peyton supposedly is going to be his last year. Okay. I knew that they were the, you know, the more dominant team, as you were about to say, and that Carolina was the underdog. And
Carolina was not the underdog.
I guess compared to the Broncos, they were. No? Okay. Well, then there you go. Wrong information.
Well, there you go.
Proceed, Mark.
All right. Goes to show you weren't paying attention to
the game.
Hey,
maybe
the
person
tried,
I got the information from was wrong.
Ah, it wasn't me this time.
I did hear it from the water cooler, though. Maybe it was.
I haven't said it yet.
Oh, that's
man.
True. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Moving on. Mark.
Right. But anyway, we all know that Denver were the underdogs.
Okay.
Now, but when it came to game time, Denver had Cam Newton's number. I mean, he made a few good runs. You know, everybody assumed that, you know, he was going to do a little thing and then just keep taking off every time. But the Panthers, man, they were on his ass. I mean, Denver. I'm sorry. Denver was on his ass.
You messing me up, Mark. We got to get it straight.
Every time Cam got the ball. And why is it that when Cam gets a handoff, even if he's going to give it to the running back, they always, like, huddle up a little bit. Is that supposed to throw the defense off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that shit ain't work. All right, but anyway, they shut Cam down.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a couple times, got some yards, but that was it.
The reason why there's that brief pause is because it's an option. Cam is reading the linebackers to see, are they biting on the handoff? If they bite on the handoff, it's the same thing we ran here. It's the same.
If they bite on the handoff, he's going
to
run it.
If they bite on the handoff, then he's going to throw it to the receivers over the top.
Oh.
And depending on which side they bite from will depend on whether he's going to give it to the running back or he's going to run it himself. So it's an option play, basically.
Got you. But you would think maybe they'd, you know, mix it up every now and again, but I guess not. I guess it worked for them all season, so they carried it on into the Super Bowl, which didn't work at all.
Good game.
But, you know what? A lot of people I'm hearing saying it was a good game, but to me, honestly, it was kind of boring, man. You know, I mean, it was a defensive game. The Broncos, of course, played the best defense. But
Cam disappointed me. What was his name? Talib? The one who kept getting penalties all over the damn place?
Yeah.
He's super aggressive.
Yeah.
He's then, a super asshole, too.
I could see.
And then ran up on the damn podium and fell backwards and shit. That's what his ass kid.
Oh, man.
Damn Talib. But anyway, you know, well, that goes to show. Don't always, you know, think the underdog is going to lose. You know, I'm pretty sure. You know what? I think if a lot of the other teams would have pretty much focused on probably just blitzing Cam like Denver did, you know, they might not have had this much success. But on the other hand, Denver, man, they got some big, tall, big linemen that are fast, you know, as opposed to, you know, them little short.
Denver has the number one defense in the league. Mm-hmm. So there are no spots in that defense that are hurting. The entire defense is stellar.
I have a question. Do you? I was told that defense kind of makes the team. I think everybody, of course, makes a team or makes a team great. But is defense one of the more important elements of a team? Or is that not true? Or is that on an individual basis? Or?
The saying is, offense wins games, defense wins championships.
Yeah, that was smooth.
I guess that's a yes,
yeah.
Maybe.
Kind of,
sort of.
Yeah, but it works both ways, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it's me. That's just,
I mean, you need both, but defense,
it'd be nice to have both.
So you have some teams, I guess, is have better defense, and some teams have better offense.
Right.
Do you have any teams out there that has both that you're aware of?
Besides Carolina and... Denver, the Redskins.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
They have, huh?
No. I just knew you were going to say that.
What?
I understand that you take no.
I mean, I'm not saying they're on that level. I'm saying they're all right.
We had a okay offense, and we had a subpar defense.
So, I don't know, man. Some games our defense seems to.
That's what I'm saying. When you're talking about good and great, there is no some game.
Well, I just said I wouldn't put them on Denver and North Carolina's, you know.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So ours is not, that's what I'm saying. Even when you're good, you know, it's you show up every game.
So what happened with Redskins went really far this year. So would you say it was because of their defense or their offense? Or you kind of alluded, I'm assuming, that they kind of were in the middle on all of it? So.
You ever heard the saying, it's better to be lucky than good?
I have.
Okay. It was a situation where the sun, moon, and the stars aligned at the right time. Some of the injuries that we had, we got those players back late in the year. At the same time, our team started to mature later in the year, and we were able to capitalize on what was going on around us, take advantage of situations, so forth and so on. And it was evident by when we played a team that is usually a perennial all-star team, we didn't do so good.
Okay.
So that's not a knock on the Skins. The bottom line is you have to beat who they put in front of you. And we beat enough of who they put in front of us to make it as far as we did. We don't make the schedule. The league makes the schedule. So, but just to address, you know, the point that Doc was making, you know, we have glaring holes in our defense as well as our offense. Yeah. But the good thing about it is they're getting fixed daily.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. Cam Newton kind of disappointed me with that post Super Bowl interview. I mean, okay. I know you're used to winning, okay? But the way that he addressed those questions, I mean, come on, man. Oh, you didn't. What you think, Queen?
Well, I don't know. I mean, honestly, they were asking him some dumbass questions, for real. And Sure. Do I think he could have probably answered them a little better? Sure. Okay. But they were dumb. And then at one point he was just like, you know what? Yeah. I'm good. Got up. You know, I mean, and unfortunately, who hasn't been there before where you just feel like, yeah, let me get up and leave this situation before I say some shit that I really shouldn't say. And disclaimer, I didn't see it live. I saw it after, you know, so, and I saw like somebody was as holy enough to put up the transcript mm-hmm. of what it was. And he was like, okay, no. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you you know, I mean, it was like those really quick, like, shut the fuck up. Why are you asking me questions? You know, it's like, right. it's a press conference, buddy.
My whole thing is, okay, these people already made you MVP of the NFL.
Okay. The reporters didn't.
Hmm?
The reporters?
No, I'm talking about everybody who elects the MVP.
Right, but it was the
NFL.
Reporters asking the question, the dumb questions to me.
I'm trying to get, I'm making a point.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to make a point. He's still a young guy. Okay, now, you being appointed the MVP of the NFL, the most valuable player of the NFL, okay, even though you're young, okay, and I think a lot of it has to do with his age, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that he's won all these games, okay, he pretty much, I'm not going to say he carried I'm going to say it, I'm going to put it out there, he pretty much won the games for North Carolina. Okay, but when you get to a certain plateau, when they give you something like that, they expect you to at least answer the questions. I mean,
he did,
but he also just got up and left. I mean, come on now. I mean, he could have just said, okay, it would have been better if he would have just said, okay, you know, they, you know, it was their night. They played. They were the better team this night. I congratulate them. And, you know, we're just going to go back to the drawing board and then maybe got up and left.
So you're,
I mean,
saying
as opposed to saying, no. Nah,
so you're saying he wasn't good. He didn't have good sportsmanship. Is that what you're saying?
Not
towards the
at
end,
all.
As far as the interview was
even
concerned?
Through the game.
One thing leads to another. When you do what Cam did all year long with his antics on the field and his bravado, you have to understand that when you get back in arm's reach of people, they're going to swing. Okay? So my thing is, Cam has had a reputation since he's gotten in the league of being less than sportsmanlike and pouting and sulking and what have you. And this is the first year where he sort of got that together. But see, the true test is, did he get it together or was he riding the wave of the success? Because as you can see, as soon as he tastes,
right,
you know, defeat again, he goes back to his old ways. Now, Doc was right. You know, he could have walked away from this so much better if he just plain and simply said, man, they just outplayed us today. We'll see you next year. You know, don't get up and leave. See, he was getting asked dumb questions because of his dumb approach to the initial question. So when reporters see that you're going to be a dick, now they're going to bait you to be a fool. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing with Bill Belichick when he answers every question with the same answer, no matter what you ask him. They're going to keep asking dumber and dumber questions to antagonize you and make you say or do something stupid. And that's their job, because they're getting a story. They need a big ooh moment.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, the first couple questions were legitimate questions. But when they saw that he was going to give one-word answers and pout and blah, 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 they switched gears. And their little notepad with their questions, yeah, fuck that. Let me go to some dumb shit. You know right. what I'm saying? Hey, how you think your girlfriend going to handle this win? You know, because right. now we're just going to poke at you. You going to make our jobs hard? All right, we're going to poke at you.
Right.
So well, you're going to blow your top. Yeah, now they have something just based off the way that he left, is
absolutely.
What you're basically saying. So now everybody's talking about it.
Right.
Is that the gist of it?
Nah.
Pretty much. All right. Pretty much. Okay. Let's get off this. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, a little spinoff on that jump right there. Okay. Bill Romanowski. Okay, he used to play in the NFL. Okay. His whole thing was he went on.
Romanowski is spelled with three K's.
Well, all right. Okay, this bad man went on Twitter. Okay, and he says, boy, this is the NFL. With that attitude, you will not last. Okay, the world does not revolve around you. Hashtag Cam Newton. Okay, now, using the word boy got everybody up in arms. Okay. And then you know, after all that shit happened, he went into spin mode and said that, you know, he didn't mean to offend anyone. No disrespect to others. Peace to everyone. Now, when he said the word boy, do you think that he was really just saying boy as in immature or boy as...
immature. I mean, I don't know the people in particular, but based off the way you read it, I would probably say it wasn't... I don't know.
See, Bill Romanowski's reputation is that of being a racist, though.
What if boy was at the end of the sentence?
Then I probably would say, in reverse, I would say, yeah, it was probably racially motivated. But see, I can't, just based off how you read it, it sound like it was not meant to be racial, but based off what Brian said, because I don't know these players. I don't know this person. So based off what you're saying, if he's known for being racist, it could have been.
But see, and this may sound kind of crazy, but see the way Mark read it, because black people use boy different than the way white people that try to use it in that manner use it.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? So like I'll be like, man, boy, you crazy.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's how it rolls off Doc's tongue.
Exactly.
But you know,
right.
He may not have when may you not mean been it, rolling.
Right. Like, boy, pick up that. You know, boy, you finish that work. You know, it rolls a little bit different. So,
yeah. Okay.
I mean, but then again, that's, you know, we didn't make his reputation. His actions made his reputation. So.
Right. So, you know, I guess a lot of people that heard him say that, you know, automatically went back to his racist ways and said, oh, this dude right here. Oh, we see where he's going. So. I guess that's where it all blew up. But anyway, he came back and said he didn't mean to disrespect anybody, you know. Peace, everyone. All right. Hey, y'all, in D.C., okay. Damn, we're running a little long. Okay, I'm going to do this one quick. Okay, there's a bill that was passed, okay, and it's proposed to pay some of the residents, okay, who are, you know, people that, are going to or have already committed crimes, they're going to pay them to fucking stay out of trouble. Now, I don't know if y'all heard this or not. But anyway, officials will identify 200 people a year, okay, out of the community that would maybe prevent violent crimes. Man, they're going to pay them to go into behavioral therapy, you know, just to stay out of trouble. Now, of course, you know, this shit is going to come out of taxpayers' money.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Go back over that. They're going to pay, what are they? They're criminals. So they have criminal records.
Right.
And they're going to pay the criminal to or the ex-con or whatever to no longer do a crime.
200 people that they think that have already did violent crimes in the past. And they think that they're going to do more violent crimes. They're going to pay them to go through therapy and programs and stuff like that, not to doing, you know.
Just so they're going to pay for their therapy?
No.
They're giving them actual money?
Yeah, they're giving them actual stipends.
$9,000 a year.
Yep. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I get money to stay out of trouble? I mean, maybe I want to go rob somebody. I'm not doing it. Do I get paid?
Well, I think you have to have a history of violent crime.
I don't.
You going to move to D.C.?
I'm not even on the border. I think that's ludicrous. Like, really? Are you serious?
See, that's the whole thing, though. That's the whole thing. I think this is like people who have a history of doing violence. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or committing crimes. Because they didn't, I don't know, did they say like what kind of crimes?
All they said were violent crimes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeesh.
But like Queen said, the 9,000, well, actually, there's a program in California where they're paying people $9,000 a year to go through this program to stay out of trouble. And they're thinking about doing it here. So I don't know.
Shout out to recidivism.
Yeah.
Okay, so is a part of it because they feel like this is cheaper than, like, you know, putting them in jail and how much it costs to have to house them and, you know, and keep them.
Well, that and trying to cut down crime, period. You know.
I don't know if that's going
to work. You know what? Okay, I agree with it to a point. If the stipulation is, if we pay you this money and you still get in trouble, then we get to kill you.
Okay. I don't know if they're going to sign up for that.
No, I mean, so there's no court cases. No, it's just execution.
How about you just put them in the military and make them go fight, you know, in a war somewhere? How about that?
No, we've been trying to get that done forever, but
I would rather that than a. I mean, of course, like you can say, I don't live in D.C., but I would rather that.
Well, how about we tell them they're going to the military and we take them out to Delta and just kill them?
Well, let's keep that second part a secret.
Some fake that way,
we'll never have to find out what happened to them. We don't know if they came back.
They just
disappeared
off in the Gulf somewhere. We don't know what happened. Okay.
There you go.
I think that's crazy to me.
All right. I think I've taken up enough of y'all time. I was going to get into some Chipotle stuff and some other stuff, but forget all that. That concludes my diagnosis. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of more coming.
Maybe.
All right. Y'all stay tuned. Don't touch that dial.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular, the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag.
Swag. Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Yes. I like that.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbread and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes. You best believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag. I see it, I want it, yellow.
I'm All this conversation, always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
Girl, I hear some thunder.
Hood Times was taped before a live podcast audience.
Previously on Hood Times, well, you know the family, they want some money, right? Mm-hmm. So Ray decided to take it upon himself and buy the family a house. Get him out the hood. Corda didn't even know.
Place, you can't tell me you don't love it.
Yes, baby, it's nice, but we can't afford this. Look how big it is.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's a good one, Junior.
You two are so corny, but Ma, I have to admit, the house is really nice.
Yeah, and did you see the driveway? It's pretty long.
That's...
Ray, okay, that's enough.
Yeah. And my new Camaro will look real nice in that junk sitting right behind Dad's Mercedes.
Junior, you didn't.
Yeah, fool, please tell me you didn't. You know I was on that car way before you was hip to it. I ordered a custom candy paints Camaro last week. Ow!
Have you lost your minds? We haven't even touched the damn money yet, and you're spending it. How are you spending it?
Oh, baby, your man ain't stupid. I retained a lawyer, and he gave us some upfront money so we can get stuff done.
Get stuff done? How about catching up on the rent on our apartment? Getting the electricity paid.
Ma, are you feeling well? We're not wasting another penny on that dump.
Well, that dump kept the rain off your head, sheltered you from the cold, and kept you warm on the coldest of nights.
Well, Ma, I agree with some of that, but I remember some cold last nights in there.
Well, baby, there's no turning back now. To hell with the Joneses. People gonna have to start keeping up with us. Just loosen up a little bit, babe.
Yeah, Ma, you really should loosen up a bit. Come on.
I'll try.
I bet when you see what Daddy put in your room, it'll help a bit.
Wait, what? Girl, get the hell out of my way. Oh my God. Louboutins. Baby, how did you know about red bottoms? You still think swatches are cool.
ha, ha, ha. I got Selma to get me up to speed on things.
Hey, why didn't you get with me? I would have put you on point.
Boy, when you dress, it looks like a peacock survived a paint factory explosion. Get the hell out of my face.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I mean, it's nice, y'all, but it's all happening so fast.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackheads stroll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good times, good times.
Get out of bed with your broke ass. Rent won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your man, Big B. So, we have to take care of a little bit of business here. I love when we ask things of our wonderful listeners and they are able to come through for us. So, before we go any further, this is this week's installment of Gagermeister. As of right now, I'm going to work on the quality, the sound quality on that one. Because I understand he probably had to
put some music,
put his phone away from his mouth, so it wouldn't be distorted. But
right.
As of right now, that's going to be a drop.
That's going to sound
bad. You guys are going to hear that for years to come. All right, people. If you guys think you can outdo Mobile Greek, well, this is your time to step up to the plate, people.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
That was good.
Yeah, it was. All right.
All right. Before we get into last week's feedback, Queen, you got some things you need to put on out there?
Yeah, just really quick, B. I just wanted to say shout out to Donovan Polizzi. And please excuse me if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. It looks like Polizzi, and I could be. I don't know. But I will say hashtag Black Love. Thank you for liking our Facebook page. We really appreciate that. I hope you are enjoying the show. And I wanted to send a shout out to some of our fellow podcasters because they keep sharing our show, which is super dope. Awesome. So shout out to Rashani from Signal Simulcast.
All right.
Shout out to the boys from Forget That Yo. That is El Stone Terrible and the Black David Hasselhoff. Thank you for sharing the show all the time. We appreciate that, guys.
Absolutely.
All right.
Definitely. Thank you for that. Love all right. So last week we had our topic. What was our topic again?
It was something Damagina came up with. Let me see if I can find
it. Yeah, as she points to you because
you came up with it, goddammit.
I sent it to you so I wouldn't forget because I knew I was going to forget.
Oy vey. She feels all right. She can do okay. Two shows. As normally, Queen comes through.
Yes. Yay, Queen.
If you had a previous relationship with someone and they wanted to rekindle the relationship, should you not have sex with the person before you are officially committed? So not that one. Okay, very well. So we're going. Well, are we still in the same zone? Okay, we still in the same zone on that one? We feeling that same way?
Yeah, same way. Yeah.
Damn.
Yes. Mm-mm-mm. However we felt.
You said feel it. You said go back
how
and listen.
How we felt last week.
You said go back and listen to this relationship question that we said last time.
Yep. But I think we all said something like.
We said some good shit.
Yeah, and it was really in depth.
You know what? Give me. Yes. Let's talk about it at break, and then we're gonna come back, and then we're gonna talk about it again.
Oh, okay, and then kind of reinforce what we had said.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, I think
what happened was
exactly.
And there might be only three people when we come back.
Okay.
All
right.
Well, let's
very
do
well.
Did
do
you
it.
Want to say bye now, Jen?
Oh. Okay.
Well, I wasn't sure which one of us could be anyone.
But okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
there you
but
go.
I guess real quick, yeah. Real quick break, then we gonna fight it out.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Ding.
This is Sparta.
All right.
We just fucking with y'all. So look, so last week's topic's still open. You know, if you guys want to chime in on that, we are going to. Move ahead and get to today's business, which is I feel the frustration on this one, and it's a very lighthearted, simplistic topic. Good. But it's going to be in depth, I promise. I just know it because I know the people in this room.
Oh, here we go.
No. Yes.
Maybe.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
I might.
Indeed. Question. Look, I know y'all have questions about relationships and sex and cheating and all kind of weird shit that got to do with a male and a female doing shit together in different scenarios. But this one really bothers me. Okay? And I need this to come to an end now. I really want Queen. I really want Demi Gina to chime in on this. Doc, you know what it is. Big D, you know what it is. And whatever guests y'all have at the moment. Why do women feel, check this out, my nigga, why do they feel like they can stick their fingers in your plate, in your order, before you did everything you had to do, you was right, you asked them what do they want to eat, either they say, no, I'm not that hungry, or they get some boring shit on the menu, like a blank salad, or some shit like that, and then you go get you a nice ass meal, and then they stick their fingers, they little sneaky ass fingers in your meal, and they start eating off your shit like you not that hungry. Nigga, I was that hungry. Every fry or chicken strip that you take off my plate, like, it does not help my appetite, nigga. You understand? So I want to know this. Women, I'm talking to you because I love y'all women. Until y'all start eating on my damn and sipping my juice. Sipping my goddamn, what gives you the right to do that? And why? You know somebody gonna tell me, it just tastes better. Man, I must have, Chris Brown. Look, just answer the question. Okay, Queen, can you do that for me? Gina, please, I just wanna know. Give me a great, good, in-depth answer, please. So why y'all feel like y'all could just go inside my goddamn meal and touch my shit? Now, today is Tuesday, so I'm going to give me some Popeyes. And I'm going to hurry up and eat it because I got to hurry up and eat it before I get home. Because niggas like to put their hands all up in my shit. Answer the question, please. I don't know if this is going to make it. But if it do, I just want to know. And does it piss you off if it happens to you? Does it piss you off? It doesn't piss us off. We might offer you some food, but don't put your finger in my food. Eat that blank ass salad.
Well.
First of all, how about if you getting Popeyes, you just get two orders of the same shit before you go home? I'm just saying, I'm being funny. I know, like, normally, especially like with first dates, you know, sometimes there are women out there who are like, oh, I don't want to order a lot of stuff, or I don't want to look like, so I'm just going to order a salad with some water. No, I'm going to order what I want. You order what you want. And sometimes, okay, I ain't gonna lie, like, I have been around people and they've ordered something and their shit looks way better than mine. So I'm like, ooh, can I get a taste of that? I'm not gonna even be rude and use my finger. I'm gonna use a fork. Is that nicer?
Yes.
Is it better if I use a fork versus my finger or and spoon. Then come across the table and just put my finger in your plate?
Yeah.
Is that better that if I do that way? I mean, I wouldn't be that rude. Even if I was like, damn, that looks good. You know, if we're talking it now, if you offer me some of your food and I decide to take some, don't be mad at me. Don't get an attitude with me. If I say, oh, you know what? Yes, I want to try that. Don't get mad at me. Because if you wanted to eat your shit, you shouldn't have offered me your food. You know, so...
Okay.
I'm just saying, don't offer me your food if you don't really mean it.
Because I'm going to partake.
It's not beef or pork. I'm going plate. In if it looks good.
Yes. Well, did you want to go, Mark?
No, he asked me and he asked you. Definitely you. Yes.
Okay. Yes, me asked you, and then they can talk because they're
definitely
chomping.
Me. I am so guilty. I am guilty of sin. However, as Queen stated, I will not put my finger in your plate, but I mean, if they're fries, I might say, oh, can I have a fry? But I'm not just gonna, let me get your food. My take on it is that I know for me personally, I like to share, literally. So if I get one thing, you get, you know, I get a pasta, you get a steak or whatever, and it's radically different, I like to share. So I'm like, okay, how about you have a little of mine, I have a little of yours, and then we both can taste the delicious goodness of each meal. That's all. Sharing.
How about fuck it's that?
Yes, sharing is caring. Thank you, Queen.
No. How about kiss my ass? Stay the fuck out my plate.
But I'll give you
I don't want nothing. How about this? I work hard as a motherfucker. If I see your plate looks good, I'm going to order that shit to go. I don't need none of yours. Don't look at my plate. Don't touch my plate. Don't suggest. Don't ask. Don't do the ghetto mind trick of, hey, we want to taste a little bit of mine so you can come with the follow-up question, oh, can I take a little bit of yours? No. Stay the fuck out. If you not hungry and you just wanted two fries, order some fucking fries and throw the rest in the trash. Stay the fuck out my plate.
That is so hostile and selfish. And
fuck that.
Jeez. Mark, I bet you share with your wife, don't you?
Okay, this is my thing right here.
He's chomping. I feel like you don't.
No, this is my thing right here. All right, say if I get up in the morning, right, and I say, Shawnee, just say we were married or something. Mm-hmm. I say, Shawnee, I'm fixing breakfast. You want some? You say, no, I don't want anything. All right, so I fixed me some potatoes, some sausage, some eggs.
Bacon. Grits.
Bacon.
We get the point. You fix breakfast.
Wait a minute. I didn't cut into your shit.
I'm about to say.
This is Mark's breakfast.
Let me finish. Nah, ain't no time. Shit.
Damn.
But my whole thing is, you said you didn't want anything. Mm-hmm. All right. But now my shit piping hot. I'm getting ready to go downstairs. Oh, now. Boo. Can I taste some of your... Taste, but you didn't want nothing, man.
But it now smell good, Mark. Hey,
right.
No, but now I've learned to make enough because I know.
I was just about to say that, Mark. I was like, how long were we married or how long have we gone together? Well, you know,
you
I'm coming to your
some.
Plate.
Right, right. That's
good.
Why I throw a couple
just,
extra
just put
eggs,
some extra shit in there.
Exactly.
You know what
that's
saying?
What I do.
That's what I'm saying. That, and that's why I asked, when you bought that Popeyes, how come instead of a 3-piece, you ain't get like a 5-piece?
Huh.
Hey.
There you
know
go.
What I'm saying?
That way
and
when
like
she get hers, you still have enough.
And you know she like fries and you like corn on the cob.
Oh.
Nigga, get some fries and some corn on the cob and
there
take that shit
go.
Home.
And some extra
and just
jelly
start,
or whatever it is.
You just start eating.
Isn't just easier for you guys to just just open your mouth and say what you want.
Well, maybe at the time I didn't want it.
Well, right. Then guess what? When you feel like you do, take your ass to the store and go get it.
Look, but that's what I said. It depends on how long we were together or yes. We were dating. So, like, I really think at a certain point, you would already know.
Yes. Right.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, exactly. like I said, some women in the beginning, they're like, oh, no, I'll just have a salad and some water and be like looking at you like,
right.
That fried chicken sure look good. You know what I'm saying? But you over there eating a, what did he say, a blank salad?
Right.
I was like, what the fuck
right.
is a blank salad? But you over there eating a blank right. salad. BTG. And you over there eating some good shit.
Let me teach you some petty shit to do, BTG.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Don't do it.
When the food comes to the table, pick up the black pepper.
Cover that shit like you're in prison.
Sprinkle some shit on it and act like that pepper got in your nose. And just sneeze on your plate. If they still want to eat.
Shit, if we go together, it don't matter. I already had
my
your
man. Exactly. I don't give a fuck. All your saliva was everywhere. What
you know, I went on
the
date.
You gonna be on the chicken?
Let me tell you how trifling this shit can get.
I'm
going to tell you how trifling this shit can get. I went on a date one day. Not only did the person badger the fuck out of me about wanting shit off of my plate, but after I was finished, you know, I was full, you know, I was like, I'm going to take the rest home, heat that up, you know, before I step out late, whatever. How about they took my leftover?
Did you forget?
No, I didn't forget. I just wanted to see where they going to be that trifling enough.
No way, I'm
to
saying,
take my
did
leftover.
You put it in a bag and it was like in a car, y'all was in a car together and then you were like, okay, bye.
No. They said, can I get a to-go box? Mm-hmm. And wrapped my shit up like...
Thug life.
And I'm just looking like, I just want to see if this bitch actually gonna pull this off. And I'll be damned.
Wow. Shoulder shrug.
Why you gotta be so selfish though? Why can't you just get two things of chicken? Like,
what it was gonna be like.
Right.
He's like,
we ain't together.
They were on the
right.
Right.
We only right. lasted
we weren't even
two days.
Together. We
even,
were just.
Even if you were just hanging out, dang.
That's an advantage. It was advantageous of you because you seen right off the break.
And they're not here now.
Like. Oh, come right. on. Because she ate of your plate or that got was, your that little, was a like, precursor. That's a deal breaker.
It was a precursor
so
of things
that,
to come.
What did you think was going to happen? She was just going to take your car and put it in a doggy bag and ride off? What did I mean? Come on. It's a meal. You could buy another one. Like, it's a big deal.
Or you could.
Shut up.
Wait a minute.
You the one hungry. Clearly, you the one hungry. You buy another fucking meal. I got mine.
How would that have looked?
But if this is your woman.
Wait, how would that have looked?
She wasn't my woman.
How would that have looked if she was like, can I get a salad and some water? You were like, oh, okay. And you had like a pasta jambalaya or something. You were like, she was like, oh, that looked good. Can I get one of those to go? Can you wrap that up for me? I'm going to eat my salad though, but I want one of those to go in a doggy bag.
And a side of bacon.
Like, how would that have looked to you?
But see, here's the thing though. Would that have opened up another set of discussions? Yeah. Because now I got to see, well, how good has this bitch been to me? You know what I'm saying?
It's the second, third date.
Oh. It's a meal.
Well, then shit.
Why didn't you just
ask that at first?
You got, no, well, that's up to the individual.
She wanted a side salad.
Like I said, if you feel like you're a baller and it was whatever goes, order another meal. I've been on dates where I've been like, yo, that shit goes to my fuck. I'm gonna want to go. What about you?
I've actually had dates guys. Well, you know, they'll look at mine and it's like, I should have ordered that. And yeah, they have gotten that meal. But right. I mean, I have had that.
Right, guys act like they don't do that shit too. Oh, can I taste?
Oh my god!
No. There's a difference. Here's what guys do. We will watch you eat, and when we see you slowing down. Like, you don't want the rest of that, do you?
Yeah.
It's a difference. We at least let you get your full.
What if I want the rest to go?
Yeah, like you did.
Then once again, open your mouth and say, oh, I'm taking that to lunch with me tomorrow.
Yeah, but then who would you think about that girl? If you're like, okay, she's full. She probably going to end up leaving it on the table or in the car.
Again,
she could have gave it to you. What are you going
to
think
about? We analyze. When it comes to this food game, so we give it to you women that you guys are highly evolved in a lot of areas. When it comes to this food game, we got this. We order what we want to eat.
Right.
If in the case comes that we'll order something and it looked bigger on the picture than it came in front of us, we'll order something else. We're going to eat until we're full. We're going to take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Y'all, for some reason, feel like it happens at our meal's expense.
No, you just don't want to look like a fatty McFat-fat. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, that's what it is. You just, like I said, and he said, you so want to order
like Minnie the Moocher than Fatty McFat.
No, no, you just like, I want to have a blank salad and some water. I mean, I think, I don't know anybody. I don't know nobody. Wait a minute, hold on. I don't know anybody that would do that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because it's like, I'm going to order what the fuck I want to order because I'm grown.
Yeah, we're going out. I'm going to get what I want. If you say, and that doesn't mean I'm accustomed to having nice things. So it's not like I'm like, oh my God, can I get the lobster? Yes, and I'd like the steak too. No, I've had it. So I, but whatever I want, I want to have a certain thing. If you're taking me out, then I'm going to get what I want. So no, I'm not ordering no salad. No blank salad. No, damn that. I want a drink. I want a nice meal, whatever that may be. And then usually I'm satisfied with my plate. Now, have I looked at...
A plate envy?
Exactly. Have I done that? Of course I have. But most guys are usually cool with it in front of you. But now is all this big secret, this big old problem that is a big deal because I took my fork and I asked before I did it.
And see, I don't have no problem with you asking.
Yeah,
and
I'm
then,
not
you
yet.
Know, like just getting a sample.
You're like, give me your fork. Let me get this bite for you. And I'm going to pass it back to you.
Doc, that's too crappy, Doc.
I'm saying don't take forkfuls.
Doc.
Just get a sample, nigga. That's it.
Tell me something, Doc. Tell me something, Doc. Tell me if I'm wrong, Doc.
Okay.
You're wrong.
Even when it comes down to the way us fellas eat, we strategically plan shit so that last bite will be the most memorable bite of all.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you what these motherfucking hookers
do.
They watch your plate to that last piece of shrimp left, and that's when they be like, oh, can I taste that? And you know they're going to go for that shrimp. You don't want none of these noodles and vegetables that's on my plate. You're going to go for that last fucking
that's
shrimp that I've been waiting.
Your whole little
that's what I'm saying, though. And then like Gina said, she was right on point when she says, oh, I grab my fork first and then I ask.
Oh, you're wrong.
You goddamn right that's what y'all do.
That is what I said.
You don't ask
and
then wait for an answer.
I would put my hand on the table on the fork. Doc. I would lift it up like, hey, Doc. I'll touch it. And then I'll look and say,
hold on, here. You going to grab the fork first?
Not
then
grab
ask?
It. I'm just going to gently
Doc.
Touch
can
the
I,
fork.
Can I try some? You're asking a holding pattern with your fork and shit. Like, can I try some?
Right. If not, I'm going to stab your ass and get it anyway.
So wait, here's my question. So even though I would say 98% of the time, that it hasn't been a lot, but 98% of the time, guys have been cool with me doing that. If I decided I want to do that. And I said, hey, can I have a little, you know, can I taste that?
With the
now,
fork
are you
in your
saying
hand.
Not, shut up, Mark. But would you say that they secretly really didn't want to do it? Is that the gist of
it? I would say 96% of that 98% you talked about.
Didn't want
when,
to do
when
it.
You, when that food went in your mouth.
You can't even get it out.
There was a mental bitch going on.
Oh.
That bitch is
right.
Dang. This bitch. This bitch better find a ride home. Scoops. She just ate my last fucking shrimp.
Right, ooh, did she just come back?
I would not do the last shrimp. I would get like the third to
you'll
the
get,
last.
You'll get yours early.
But I'm yeah, exactly. That's I'm not going to wait to the end. I'm going to get it when it's hot. Like I don't want that last cold shrimp. I want it when it's nice and fresh.
Fuck all that.
You know what? That's just rude. See? What? Okay. Don't be looking at me like I'm guilty as
That's like the little last piece of food.
Look that, I'm no. growing.
If
I want
the man
I wouldn't
says
do that,
he
I'm
wouldn't
asking.
Have it, that means he loves you and all
aww,
that shit.
Aw, that's so sweet.
He full of shit, though.
I saw that on
some bullshit.
Some movie. Right. If the man lets you have his last little piece of
he
food,
full of
that
shit.
Means.
Then he's going to be mad later.
If you don't get, yeah. See, y'all got some old shit with y'all, too.
Hey,
so
it
whatever.
Depends on how hungry I was. I might not have ate that motherfucker no way.
Right.
But if I let you have it, if I say you can have it, go ahead.
As his face looks like,
you better give me some night.
Like, well, I mean, I have guys too that they'll be like, you know what, you want some? See, that's the polite thing because I usually ask when my food comes to the table, I'm like, and they say, oh, that looks really good. I'm like, do you want some? I'm willing to share. Now, if you get some of mine, I want some of yours. So it just depends, but yeah.
But okay, so with that being said, do you also understand the opposite side of that?
What,
if
not
you,
wanting
if
to give
you
it
offer. And I quickly and firmly say, no, thank you. Don't come in with, oh, well, can I? No.
Well, just because you don't want any of mine don't mean I don't want any of yours.
It's the same, no.
No. Just because you don't want none of mine don't mean I don't want none of yours.
And it doesn't mean that I want you to have some of mine.
Well, I mean, but are you going to just flat out like, hell no, you can't handle my shit?
No, I'm just going to be like, nah.
Can I get a side of the shrimp, though?
Yeah. I'm serious. That's what I would do. I'd be like, you want to taste the shrimp? Wait, just can I get a side of shrimp? I don't care what it costs. Just get a side of shrimp.
Okay, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
We know, but I'm just saying. Do you understand the point behind it is what's important here?
No.
Exactly. And that's why things will forever be the way they are.
Ugh, fine. Don't ask people. Just get your own shit.
I ain't changing.
If it tastes nasty, you don't like your shit, get it to go. Somebody else at home is going to eat it, or your friend's going to eat it, and then just go back and order the same shit he had when you go back on your second date with somebody else that wasn't him.
Wow. Damn.
There you go. Bleed that nigga's pockets for a minute.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Wow.
Good,
yes,
ain't
bitch.
Want you anyway.
Oh, my.
Well, you did.
I just want to share. Like, I just want to play nice. I don't want to
I mean,
fight.
I'm just saying.
I just want to be nice.
If it's uncomfortable,
yeah, I mean,
go back. Order
I really
that
didn't
on your
think
own.
It was that big of a deal. It's just a morsel, jeez.
We're letting you know.
Clearly, BTG has problems.
Clearly,
he's eating chicken in the parking lot.
Exactly.
By himself.
One meal.
In the dark with some wet wipes.
See what I'm saying? And that's sad.
That's sad.
And
she's going to
get in the car the next day and smell like, what's that smell?
There's no man that feels good about food cheating. I'm trying to tell you, man, because you got to come home, you got Mexico. She's going to want to kiss when you walk through the door. You're going to be like, hey, bro. You know she's going to smell them 11 herbs and spices on you.
You better drink some soda or eat a meat or something.
Wow. You all gargling and shit while you drive shit. You got shit splashed down the side of your car because you got to wash that shit out.
Damn.
But look, and here's a mistake we all make. You hurry up and throw some gum in your mouth. And so you got chicken and gum in your mouth.
Gum.
Shit going, man.
That's terrible.
Then she really gonna be like, what were you doing?
Right.
Why you smell all fresh?
Why your lips? Why
when
your
you
lips
go
freezing?
Before you came home?
You might as well just buy the chicken for her. I like Queen's suggestion.
I'm just saying, just get
as
a
well,
six
Mark,
piece,
you
son.
You did say two. You know now
six
to piece, just.
Two biscuits.
You make extra make bacon.
Red beans and rice.
There is an exception.
Bacon.
There is one exception.
Really? There is an exception.
There's an exception. Okay. Now, if I, as a man, and I have my woman at home or my girlfriend's at the house or what have you, if I don't do my due diligence and call and say, hey, baby, hungry, blah, blah, blah. If I come home with a three-piece and I'm getting ready to eat, then, yeah.
Your shit
then
is
my shit is, yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm eating half.
That's because that's just, right. Yeah, it's selfish.
That's free.
That's what I'm saying.
You're selfish or you're thoughtless. So. Right.
That's
you
what I'm
called
saying.
Ahead. So at that point,
just
you surrender.
Six-piece.
Mm-hmm. Go and get you another. Go and get you another spork. And
you
go and go and
red beans and rice and the corner cob.
Down the middle, nigga. Down the middle.
Just saying. Uh-huh. That corner cob be good. Yes,
y'all, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Y'all be on that Popeye's bowl looking like Ethiopians, eating off the same plate. You know?
So I want to make sure I'm clear. We're at dinner. You order your meal. I order mine, and my meal doesn't come with shrimp. And they have a little extra. Would I seem extra greedy then? If I'm getting that, you're cool with that as long as I don't touch your plate.
If you order shrimp on it, if your meal doesn't come with shrimp and you order shrimp on it?
Exactly. No, I order a side of shrimp. Like,
that's right.
I have
right.
My meal and I order a side of 12
do
shrimp.
Your thing.
I'm good.
Mark, look like you're coming off some ass knife for shrimp.
I got some new shit.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to add a little flip to this.
Oh, shit.
Okay. All right. Cool. Say if your wife comes home with chicken for her and the daughter.
Wonder who you
just them.
Hypothetically.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing for me. But let me come home.
This ain't happening in real life.
With a meal for me. There will be fucking explode. Right.
What's good for the goose is better for the goose.
And that's it. And that's it.
Yeah. You don't know
God
that?
Damn it.
That's
why my man eating shit in the car. That's why my man eating shit in the car.
Well, that was that case eating the car.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait,
Mark, have you said that? I'm verbal. Like, look, babe, you know why you ain't? Damn, you could have got me. I'm hungry too.
You
I like to eat.
I mention that shit sometimes.
It's better to just not.
You know. Yeah, but we was out. I just got me and baby something to eat. Mm. Let me come home with something just for me to eat. Oh!
Or you and the baby. It's just gonna be hell to pay.
Well, yeah. See,
she wouldn't mind the baby. but you didn't bring her anything.
No.
That is right, still going to be.
It's still going
to
be healthy.
But that's what I was saying, Mark. You have to, well, know your audience and know exactly who you married to or who you dating.
And one more thing.
Yeah, I'll be eating in the car right, and driving.
See, I think that's why he said that.
See, here's what you got to do, though, to smooth it out. See, she come home with shit for her and the baby, and then you be like, fuck it, you know, I'm going to come home with my own shit. That's it. That's where you're going wrong. Yep. You got to come home with shit for you and the baby.
See, see she got that. She got the baby.
She
needs
to be the one on that on the ass outside. And you're not selfish because you did bring something to the baby.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So she can't show that selfish card.
Yeah, I hate to acknowledge that. But yeah, I would probably say, because see, she has that. Because what she going to say? Oh, you shouldn't have got anything for you and the baby. You know, what? Our child. Don't you love your baby?
Ooh, doc. Like, you come home with shit for the baby. And your bag look like it's good, but just chicken bones that motherfuckers he ate in the car. And just put yours on the table and be like, you know, get to the baby. And you put yours on the table, man. I'm going to use the bathroom real quick. You know she's going to go in your bag.
Mark, don't do it.
So there's nothing worse than open up that bag and see the motherfucking carcass in there. Slim.
Don't do it, Mark. Don't do it. Mark, don't listen to
them. You got to teach people lessons, man.
You got a basement.
You sleep with this woman. Don't do it. And if you want to keep sleeping with her, you better bring her some damn chicken. Or eat it in the car.
I got it.
And hide the bag under the seat. Don't take the bag in the house and put it in the trash because she's going to smell it.
People. Help us out. Where y'all stand on this civil war? Hands in the food or get the fuck out of my plate?
Ooh.
Where you stand? Queen, where can they chime in at?
Hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437, 202-750-1IDS.
And if you want to send in your Giga Monster commercials, if you think that you can beat Mobile Greet for your spot,
it's going to be tough.
As a sound clip. Let's hear it. All right.
Take a monster.
He came with it. Well. I can tell by the clock on the wall that it's time to get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. All that good stuff. We've been trying to get these shows closer to where they're supposed to be. But we just got so much stuff to talk about, y'all. We're sorry, man.
We did a good job today, though.
We did better.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. We did better. You know, we did get someone that had a bit of a complaint. They were like, hey, you know, it was like, when we were feeding in on Doc segment last week, that they forgot that we were even in that segment. And they, you know, hey, look, shit happens, man. When we get, you know,
roll with it.
Shit happens. Come on, man. Come on, man. You ain't never had a bad day at work.
That's why you're in deep.
That's why you're ass unemployed, homeless on the podcast.
Oh no.
We gotta get out of here. But before we do so, Shrimpy Gina. Two finger, one finger.
Well, I normally don't do a one finger because I like to be positive, but today I'm giving a fucking one finger. I'm gonna give the most loving one finger you could possibly give to a family member. I'm giving my sister one finger in the most loving way possible. We have decided to do this challenge. Well, not really a challenge. We're betting who's going to be able to lose the most weight in 3 months, and we have a wager. And
did you guys already put the money out?
We were supposed to do it tonight, but of course, you know, we're going to have to wait until tomorrow evening. We're going to go weigh in together, and then within 30, we're doing $50, or we're supposed to be going to the beach. So we're either going to do $50 or pay for the other person's dinner at the beach. Now, I like the beach because whoever wins gets to be in front of the family like, hey, you know, I would like it provided that I win. So I'm going to give one finger to her because she got really snooty and snippy with me. Like, oh, Gina, You know, you're just basically like saying you're a loser and you're going to lose. Really? Mm, bitch, I will cut you. So.
This is three weeks in a row that you've had an outburst.
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm like, whoa. Oh, wait, and did that she even give a two finger?
I got choked up.
That was, no, hold on. Before you get your two fingers, okay. There was, and I will try to find it, but there was a person that did. I'm going to try to look it up. That they concurred that you had a meltdown.
Who did? Who concurred?
When you had to, y'all motherfuckers talk about my daughter, fuck you. And yeah. That,
I would love to hear this clip you keep talking about. You know, I
will try my best to have it for next.
You're going
to
do it. I have faith in you. God damn it. So, yes.
Jesus, if you know the timestamp on that clip, help your man out. Your man busy as hell. Help your man out so I can get it right to that point. And we will do this right before next week's Giga Monster commercial.
Giga Monster.
You're a goddamn liar.
That's right.
Okay, so yes, one finger to her, because I'm going to whip that ass.
Whip
so
it.
3 months. Whip it good. On. Yes. Yes, I would like to give two fingers to the production company that officially hired me today. I no longer have to drive all the fuck the way to Fairfax. I now will be in Laurel.
Yay!
Yes. So
that's what's up.
That's my one finger, two finger. Man. Thank you, family.
Yay!
All
right. That's a beautiful
doctor.
Oh my god.
Oh, right. Oh, let me see. One finger to Cam Newton with his attitude, man. Motherfucker. Let me see. Two finger to my IDS family, man. We hanging in there. We doing our thing. I think it was a pretty good show tonight. And, yeah. I love y'all.
I'll be back.
Queenie Queen.
All right. Let's see. I would like to say one finger to all the people that were hating on Beyonce and Cam. Not counting you. You don't count. Because I'm not talking about this interview. Not that part.
Okay.
On like online where they were like, oh, he's a nigger and blah, blah, blah. Hating on those people and hating on the people who were talking about Beyonce. Talking about she's pro-black and she don't like white people. Let's boycott her. Yeah, it was out there. Which is, right, I know. It's like, y'all doing too much. Okay. Right.
Too much time on it.
Right. As the nerdy black chicks would be like, okay, Millie, calm down. Like, yeah. So, two fingers to new adventures on the horizon that are coming up.
Oh,
yeah.
Chill, man.
Dope.
Right.
Hashtag awesome.
Awesome.
Tits.
Right.
Cool. Two fingers to finally being able to hang out with our family and friends. It's been almost a year and haven't been able to get nothing in and get some good unwind, relax downtime. So that was good to hang out. One finger. I have one finger this week.
That's awesome.
I know, right?
Something that is.
Doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No. So, yeah. I will put my one finger in the bank for future shows.
There you are.
All right.
There you should be.
And I will do that.
Well, all right.
Damn. Hey. This part of the show has to come, but I hate when it does, man. I say goodbye to y'all. Got to watch y'all walk out the door.
He's like, but get the fuck out.
Not have any friends to drink with all these.
Don't worry, we'll be back on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
You need to see HR before you leave.
I guess you guys will be back on Monday.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes. Happy Valentine's
Day. To the crew. I forgot about that. For those of you who celebrated, not you, Diego. For those who celebrated, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes. Have a happy great Valentine's sexy weekend. Day. Ooh, have a sexy party. Ooh. Yeah, have a sexy party.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
Some role playing and shit.
Oh, call me. Yeah, some sexy.
I like to watch. Call me.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up real quick.
Watching,
real fast.
Watching.
Right. Next, if you guys, I mean, Valentine's Day is Sunday, right?
Yes.
So I know it's going to be a tight squeeze, and you guys might be a little, but Monday morning, if you can, or if it's an early day Sunday, hit us up and let us know about the sweet things that happen to you and your boo thing, if you're able to put that out there.
Sure.
All right, 202-750-1437. We'd love to hear it. Spread the love.
There you go.
Black love is still strong. We got to get out of here, as always, we like to say.
I woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better.